This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. In yet another strong step against Pakistan in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack, India has staunched the flow of water through the Baglihar Dam on Chenab River. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that India has cut off water flow to Pakistan from the Baglihar Dam following through on its decisions not to allow a single drop from going to the neighboring country from the Indus rivers. India is also planning similar measures at the Kisan Ganga Dam on the Jhelum River. The hydroelectric dams Baglihar in Ramban district in Jammu division and Kisan Ganga in northeast North Kashmir offer India the ability to regulate the timing of water releases. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi. Yesterday, Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh had met Mr. Modi. Separate meetings were also held between the Prime Minister and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. The meetings came in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. The BJP today hit out the Congress following its leader Ajay Rai's alleged objectionable remarks against the government on the Pahalgam terror attack. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, on the one hand, Pakistan is continuously violating the ceasefire agreement on the border and on the other, the Congress and India bloc leaders are making statements targeting the army. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi. In his opening remarks, Mr. Singh thanked the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He complimented General Nakatani for his immense contribution to deepening the Indo-Japan defense relations. Both sides exchanged views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discussing ways to further deepen the bilateral defense cooperation. Ahead of the meeting, General Nakatani was given a tri-services guard of honor. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple road projects worth rupees 3,900 crore at Sirpur Kagaj Nagar in Telangana today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gadkari reaffirmed the center's commitment to the strengthening road infrastructure in the state. He also expressed readiness to develop thousands of Amrit Sarovars along with national highways in the state to support farming community. The National Commission for Women has initiated a five-day Mahila Maha Jan Sunwai camp in the national capital. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Chairperson of the National Commission for the Women, Vijaya K. Rahatkar, inaugurated the camp. The shooting events of the Khelo India Youth Games 2025 began today at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi. In the 10-meter air rifle mixed team youth category, Team Rajasthan clinched the gold medal in a thrilling match. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for the thunderstorms and gusty winds over northwest India for the next two to three days. The MET department also predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Orissa, West Bengal and Jharkhand till Thursday. In southern India, similar conditions are expected over Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Rayalaseema, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for the entire week. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jennamani said that there are no heat wave conditions across the country. He added that Delhi is expected to experience light rainfall till Wednesday and the temperature is expected to be below normal under 40 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Uttarakhand, the Meteorological Department issued a warning for rain, hailstorm and thunderstorms across the state during the next 3 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.